Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I could hook you up if you want to be an Uber driver. Be CEO of your own car. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. I could hook you up. Be CEO of your own car. Of Uber? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, but you could be CEO of your own car. I could hook you up. Uber? Yeah, that's my grandmother's name. My grandma. Uber? Yeah, that's my grandmother's name. My grandma. I could hook you up. Did you move? Move! 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 Did you move? Of bitches. I said they were bitches.
No, no.
For a bitch, for a bitch, for a bitch. They gave me 3 stars like a bunch of bitches. Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bunch of bitches. Bitches. Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Bitches.
No, no.
Careful. Bunch of bitches. That's the shingles again. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitches, bunch of bitches, bunch of bitches, bunch of bitches.
Oh, are you sure you look like
a bunch of bitches?
Oh, are you sure you look like a
bitch? You know, I could hook you up if you want to be an Uber driver.
Be CEO of your own car.
I could hook you up. I could hook you up. I could hook you up.
Be CEO of your own car.
Bitches. I said they were bitches.
No, no.
Bunch of bitches.
Did you move? Move!
Careful. Bunch of bitches.
Smoking Rules Radio. Smoke Rules Radio right here. Jason Rodsky on the mic tonight. One way or the other, one thing connects to the next thing through another universe. Start up this phone, get some music going. About 2 hours of a fellow just enjoying some time on the mic, bringing some insights, some thoughts, complete opinion, and not trying to push everybody's buttons. But, you know, sometimes some people, you know, you need to get in there, get the world universal. Here we go. Smoke Rules Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to the world. Where are you at right now? Where are you finding yourself? Have you put your opinion on the wall yet? Have you etched your future? Have you put everything that they say you've got to be up in the face of everybody else? Have you stopped other people from saying their opinions? Have you threaded your shoes upon how many people this week at the end of a keyboard, cowered behind keyboards, a whole bunch of people not with any view to the future, view to the past, view to destructing others' views? When can you be your own view? When are you going to find a way? When are you going to inject the truth? Put that serum in your veins and find the truth, the core, not something some group made up in some backdoor room. What you got going on? You got everything through, everything that gets filled in your head, what you think it's all true. What do you find? Is it so hot, this line? How can I bring it in? I'm just one humanine because I'm here to bring rocking it roll. How's it going over the stroll? Stroll to Lishan. Stroll my creation. Watch forth. We bring forth Jason. Jason Isaac Huff Brodsky upon the mic C. What you fill in, your point A, B, C, or D. It's not some multiple choice of the world. It's every choice and you get to swirl with every hurl, every curl, every burl, every tough disaster. What do you think? You got through this test so faster as you repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, till the universe finds a way to get the proper humans to the top without them that want to sacrifice the others. Are you sacrificing your lineage with the tiniest needle? Hello, welcome to Smoke Rules Radio. Nothing really, haven't already heard about something. Oh, brand new, this drives me crazy, I can't sit still. Oh no, is the world so difficult? Difficulty, what you find, connect your A, B, G, D. Yo, come compress D, comes from straight my energy. Watch this cruelty, not pass some brutality. What finds me as my fruitful bee? Watch this creation, say hombre me, hombre G, jassion me, jassion B. That's the I seek ye, I seek. You see, as the adventures, I seek. And so you see, watch my words as I put forth my path, that I seek as I fulfill what you got forth. Not some fog past on some ill. Put your force, proof force, your true. What you want to do to your next honeymoon, honey moi. What you find the next chwa, next chishwa sta. When people can't find ways to get past chwa, little things. They want to say they bug, they bring. So many things buzz in the ears. Ears, tears, ears, tears. What you find in your ears, ancient, unchained beings, long celestialings, as we walk across earthlings, what you forth, what you put forth, you bring, it's the earth, she listens, she sings, sings the glory, what you find out, there's so many stories, in just a tablespoon of earth, you call it beard, something neglectful, but it is the food of the future full and the lives of the past here today. You should see you can last, nothing last. CG before T, everybody in a chase for the tailing, circularity, as you find in your query, inquiry be, what you find, find your querent and see, be what you do. Say something else is your tendency, but find yourself. Don't be some justification. Kishkafasha, asha. I rub you off my shah, my shoe walks more than you thought mine too. What you find in your shore as you put forth, you tell me what's your in store. As you go to your core, lighten up your level, your what you find here. What's your metal, bro? Metal, bro. Metal. Friends, good people. It's something that tickles your fancy, that's interesting. Feel free to drop down in. I love 889-8298. We've got super happy-go-lucky Mr. Brodsky throwing down his universe as he walks and treads, gets away from the armies, carrying the smallest needles, the smallest sword, things to inject you as if your mind is not injected enough. Inject your blood. Inject you feel. Shall see. Today we invent thee, you want to listen closely, inject thee with thee, the whole spectre, destructive thee, the hash plant be with humanity for so many more years than you can put together through any calamity. Humanity has found its way through, smoking the ganju, ganja, the bong, the Gushka, the green tea, the good stuff, the gasha shree. If you smoke the holy tree, don't get lost. This year smoke some good tribby. It gets close D to your heart D. Is that it's pump V? It's not lace D. You in touch D with the earthy, earth being, singing, talking to ye, overloading D with so much interestingly. What can we say that the world's so manifesting V? So manifest and be, find a way to be your super. What, where, how, and when, but see your creativity. You can outline in your verbal vocabulary what finds forth discus sound. It's not some itinerary that you put for she. Don't you see? You've got to be deeper seen. Understanding that the world is one giant farm and fish. She, find a way to be your farmer bee. Find a way to tend the smoke rules. Pick up. All right. Sacrificial. So many people want to sacrifice you today. Put you upon the altar. Put your time in holiness. Right now, desire, dissect you, take you to pieces. Find way to rip apart your detainee. You got to have you in the detainee department, surrounded by cement walls. What you find the reverberant scene. The people at the want to. You censure Z, censure Ja, put your filter over your
So now that we're done that step, you can use this highlight brush, which I like to call also my sharp tooth brush, and go into the diamond balm a little bit, just with the very tip. Swirl, 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 because there's never enough.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, choosy. Club going up.
So here's another Tuesday, telling you the truth. Wait, harsher than I should. Was it my intention to lift your imperfections? But now that we're here, think I'll just let it flow.
Hello. Welcome to Tutorial Tuesdays with
how we have the club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, Tuesday. Club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, Tuesday. Club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, Tuesday. Club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cutting shade, Tuesday.
Here's another Tuesday, wishing that my mind has changed, but I still rather be alone. Tied up another one, broke your heart in half. I'm looking forward to the good night.
Tuesday tutorial.
Yeah, CC. Kostashwa. Back to see you live. You see fun people. You play the music for the heart, y'all. What you see, you get in there. You ignite, y'all. You start. You creation. What you do, do and do more than they say. It's your fascination. Be but the word is some paste on Pashtun she, Pashtun she. You say she, you want to be, want to pass on me. It's okay, B. It's no problem, me. I'm more heartfelt than any other key. Or B, she, she, more overwhelming me. Or C, so I'm agree with so much energy. He must be disaster. So people, they push through me. So they have their own DC key. So they know to do their own thing. Because I got my own thing. I got my own brain. You want to stretch forward, you rock fast forward, rock me on tour. What is why I got to see? More than one, what's my creativity? More than one creation. What you see, what's this fascination? It's something, what's my intention? What see, if my inclinations be, what's together as I web the world be? Find out how you connect your society. Put together, that's the one, two, three. Get the proper waters and aviaries around the world. See what you find, be what your creation is. It some kind of creativity or something lost in the shallows, be so you find a way to get in your hollows, be you filled up, be don't be some hollow, be you find a way to be truthfully everything that you put forth, be because not everything it works out for everybody. It's okay, be so you put together, be you connect up everything up off your self, be. What's your LP? What you say to me? What's up? Be told to tell help with some safety. You say me, oxy, you get straight funky B. Funky swell, it's the bells, it's the mouth, it's the stray. Funky, you watch my A quay, ox watch say. Okay. yeah, that, you guys can't speak like that very easy. Let me do another one. I guess, okay, every creation out here, it's a fascination. Not everything makes sense to everybody. You think it's all supposed to make sense to you? You think people will tailor this world so makes sense to you? The world just stopped and said, I'm going to stop. Nice. Cause more than the devil, you got cause to me, you say you think of someone, you call them a devil. What you see, you can't meddle with the fates that be. The truth for thee, yo, look around thee, the true demons be as they filled with their trickery. Indirectly tell you the truth facty. You see, you got, but you're not paying attention. Attention, attention gone. Once you find what the tentagon, a tentagon, instead way, lost in some pentagon way, pentagricio. You should see as the military goes around Eurystria, across the people rioty. Oh no, don't take away my lying heroes, be. But you see, it's dangerously. And Florida, as they let and they do their mockery. What you need thee to understand thee. What you don't understand, they're still trying to impeach thee. You can't impeach someone that's no longer there. They didn't tell them. What you think the media is telling the people, yeah? So it's just a big game thee to bring out thee. They want to shame. Which thee will triumph thee in the end thee, because it's the creation that's here for everybody, not some people that want to disrupt thee and take away your opposite of the conversation. You say dual party when one party tars and feathers the other. That's no uarty. There's no party. What? Yes, 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 go. You watch me with a dual shotgun troll. You see, I dock you to internet to come straight for thee through the pure VDC. That's your son B. Yeah, see, you watch me as you rock thee. CJ Sun B is my creativity. As I get to fourth, watch my feng shui, feng fu ki, feng fu si. Is to get there, I got to jockey, me netski, netska schwa, wish for schwa. You see me more than powerful than your power schwa. Cost the cell, get lost fast in some Easter shell, Easter Craig, Easter egg. You find your plague. What you see, that you see, you lost your leg. Lucky bunny rabbit, what you grab it, what you find in force, once, once, you have it. Cost the sea. Cross your spend, also pen. What do you see? What does the world sometimes send? Or do you create Xi'an, crash, so. What you find out here, which is you throw, so. Throw it down, throw stick of brown bounce. This is the case, you thought you know, not yet. It's the Naga, it's the Baba. More than one, once you get lost in your brain, your Menajwa, cross your spot, it's your Naga. If you find so cron, crystal, crake, B, just drop your line, B, as you go through your brain, B, what you think you drip, C, makes you smart, B, makes you go so fast, B, you take apart everything, E, so step away from B, I don't need to be up in your recipe, B, B, C. Yo, what kind of recipe disaster are you looking for in the world? What kind of people are you going to find around in your circle that still haven't found a way to kick things that they don't need to be around? What you gonna do? You getting lost up in the hiccups of your life? Lost up, cost up, drip back, kick back. What you gonna do? What yo, hip that, kiss that. How do you find a way? Get in there and kick back. Get a way to energize. Get to strive. Did you see the world filled with spies? They're coming in your side. They wanna save your fools and lives, but you only want to see. You only truth believe. You're the only one that matches B. So the things you say you do, you best be peacefully. Everything your energy, you find the fountain and you fall with glee. Glee is gone, juices grow. What you find in here, you find your heartfelt show. Trying to see what your energy is, the world some kind of what? Paradiscretion. What you see, what's your condemnation? Is it just some condensation? Condemnation. Yum yum nation. Yum yum nation. He's gonna push you your permission. You gotta get everyone your who you face on. Cotation. Catastrophe. You strength for free. Put in your 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3. If you need, if you put down in my Christie, as I can put together more than foster street. Frustration. Secretary with your fascination. What's your creation? What are you doing? What you doing? What's your fascination? Temptation? Do you have some sensation? Feel your blood through your toes. Let's go. And we can write what you're going to find, what you want, 2, 3, off the sea, off of re, off of base, because you can see what can next say, when dead you question, sin, eh? What you see, what with the jungle, danger, rate, jungle, jaguar, jungle, cragwire, what you're going to see, what your lost quagmire, when you find yourself under the dare, what you're going to see with your lagoon queer, lagoon quisty, lagoon quimest. See what you're gonna find with the allegacy. I could say you got your crack a bay, crack up a knackle, come on, can I can knackle. So I could say your steps astray. You wanna think you can cool sway, cool school to be called so so come me. You see you. Put away with your truth flash on where one can easily put one in the test me not to write B in an idea goes brop brop B no more D coming straight for me. It's a straight D so simply, but I ever read that D so I go for forth from my bro B from my Brodsky straight from Jason D coming straight from my energy. One straight forth more stand next to me, want to see the Bolton. Come on, town for town, saying what you're gonna see, what you're mounting, all to say. Coming on, team to play it all. Coming here, rocking around, it's a JJ, it's a Jason, just to taste on. Coming out here with the tour of face on. As to see what. Was... jump break, just go to see now. Get your cascade, cascada, cascapada. Get your down here with your water follow. It gets down to you when we're about to go. Get jump out here, go. Get us, get still, it's the set to get. Let you know that we get it all wet at all. Go see what you're gonna be, what you're gonna say, what you're experiencing. Experience, jump on the what's gonna take forth, watch us here. I can see you with my 2 spies, man. Do not press this button. Stay away from the touchscreen. Do not touch the touchscreen. Whatever you do. Because you know the gas. You touch them and they go. You're like, hey, that was not the intended. You know what you intended. What you gonna break for? You gonna fast forward to your next parental C. You got to get your parental guidance B. You gotta find someone looking over your shoulder C. Everything and knowing that you're doing C. You gotta be more bolder than what you come to sort of see. It's to say, you gotta be your creativity. What you gonna do in the world? Produce yay, produce yashi, produce crust to see, produce everything that you put out constantly. More than one, what you see, constant say. You gotta see. To another level lay, consternation, consternation, consternation show. As you find in, you better create your show. Everything that you come in from, what you do and know, what you see and for, what you guess, go and throw, go, throw show, get your stroke show, get your shit out of bed and go, get your sick off to see, get your straight stimuli, get your stimulation on your brain, Jason, coffee me, coffee creation, coffee penation. You want to see what my super caffeination, consternation. Carry shock, I'm Maka making a shock, I see a bow. You watch me caffeine, go. Gishka, go. I got caffeine, go. No habla espanol, nada, nothing. I need my coffee to ring. Get my brain, and it helps me to sing. Get my gears worth. What's much more for to turth? As it sing forth or on my mirth. Mercy say, more than what's my birthday as it comes round forth. Watch the ship, yay, off to sea. Austic shoe creation. Watch my more. Go out for the Coco Nation. Off to see what they see, what they presume to be. Back 100, 200. 300-400 years ago, the other see what they still see, what you're gonna find the creativity. Are you gonna find Alo, a Babo, a Crab? Your dodo diet, he's a guy, he's a grow. Yo, you best sleep, yo, where you find your way to bring your creche. Cause when you come in, stepping on another toe, shui, you feed shui, invite shui, you built up your true, your team, your equipe, your everything, everything or shang. Everything comes forth, what from your brain? Say what, how you be swoosh. To see to me, this to report, and it's my grief, it comes on, because we're all part. It doesn't always make sense how the internet works, but what does make sense that these phones keep wanting to update themselves with redundant code constantly. They're always updating. We need data. Your Facebook is tracking you when you're offline. You got to go deep in your settings to off Facebook tracking and turn that off. It knows every other app you're using, and it uses this data because they're smart programmers. And you give them your usage data because you're just a person. You're not a programmer. You're just trying to have a cell phone, a connection. When was it just, I just wanted to call a friend. I didn't need 600 million other interferences in between me. I'm just trying to call a friend when I could. For 359, what was that again? Oh, yeah, just 2567, your brain. Out in your sane. What's your area code? Do you know as you find a way, do you trishay or do you disobey everything electronic way, electronicista, or is it that they overpropista, they want to get in and they want to twist everything that comes out to your face, yeah. They want to put it in, they say, sir, this is what you say, we got it all down, Chue. We got it all down, and yay, as they cut and play, what you say, yay. What's truthfully, what's your true conversation, what's your true conversation? Is it some kind of way to rile up your creation, your nation, make you not sit so creasy, so easy, so find a way, you got to please me. Interested into D because the words you say on what they're not interested. And clean up alternative thoughts. Don't be a fascist. Do not stop someone else from speaking their mind in the land of the free. You want to step toe to toe what you Yeah. Well, yeah. Stop the dissidents. Internet dissidents. Oh, it was just the faulty internet. Yeah. I don't believe the internet. All right. We got two things. So one goes out, I could jump the other one quicker. I could fight the power until the power goes off in the neighborhood. And then I've just got to get, I called Elon on his internet, Starlink. I said, yo, bro, Costa Rica, this area, check it out, bro. Come like, come a chameleon, drop me down some of that Starlink, you know, what's going on? Get some real prices. We're about to have laser link with this freaking 5, 6G junk, laser link. Come on, get it up, get it ready. What else is going on, people? I don't know. I really couldn't care because people are so dangerous. If you speak out against someone, they're going to have people come out after you. You'll have people tell you, oh, you said you supported this person and you held that job. Well, we're going to fire you. Right, people? What world do you live in, people? You tell me. What world are you living in? They're doing this to people. Whoever they want, we've got the button. You know, I have more people in my FBI listening than listening to my show than I actually probably have real listeners. And that's cool. I just don't get to see their numbers until, like, the big court case they've trying to put together for 100 years. Well, Jill's trying. He's gonna jaywalk. We're going to get him. Gosh darn it. We're going to get Jason jaywalking, and then we'll have nabbed him, and all our surveillance on him will have been worth it. You're like, how much do you spend on surveillance on this man? Well, why would someone follow someone? And what's the point of that? Like following them in the street? Following them to church? Following them to launch pad of the rocket ship? Oh, no. You know, what are people's motives out there? We start to figure out the motive. What's your motive? Do you have a motive? Are you getting what you want? Is that the way things are supposed to be? Wait, hold on. The world was made for your butt. That's what the world was made for. So just get used to it if every now and then it doesn't fit your butt. People want their butt to be the main butt. But, my butt, my opinion, my is what's important. Huh? Because other people are more important than yourself. What groups are trying to take things from you will tell you. Oh, you know, these other people are more important than you. Your choices, you got you got freedom that we let you have. You think you get to choose what you want to do, what, where, how, and when? You know, this is a comedy show going on in the world. People think they're born and they're entitled to all this happiness. You just get to go live in happiness and safety and all this stuff. Like, no. Our world is not catered for us. We just be happen to be on the cusp of a giant bubble of foam that's, you know, constantly popping onto the next bubble. We are in a very difficult place, people. We're on the surface of a rock in space. A lot of dangerous stuff happens on the surface of this rock. A lot of dangerous stuff. You think you know it all. You've got it all figured out. You know, no, you don't. You try to put your faith in people that we say, oh, we believe that these people have it figured out, and so we're going to give our faith in them. And then people that you're looking like, wait, why are we giving our faith to people that are misusing their faith, misguiding you, telling you this thing, but doing something different, telling you, oh, this is the way you'll be safe if you do this. Well, inject some CBD in your veins instead. That's great. That's a ganja vaccine if I ever heard of one. You got to put something in your veins. Everybody's on the sword field. And so you need to get a certification of a vaccine, 100% natural cannabis-based vaccine. Who's not making that one? I mean, come on. These vaccine companies, they make up whatever and tell you it's a vaccine. Go, no, I'm making this ganja vaccine. That's super awesome. Companies are getting out of the vaccine market because they're like, it's not working. Duh. Because vaccines are poison. They're poison particles. They're little pieces of poison. And they don't know that you're putting books of dead DNA into your body. Don't put dead virus DNA in your body. Don't do that stuff, people. Wisen up. You know, the president who they're still trying to impeach unsuccessfully again today, if there is an impeachment, if that's, you can't impeach. You can't try to impeach someone that's not a president. You know, you can't just be like, all right, you're no longer the president of the company, but we're going to work on firing you from the company. No, it's not benefits. It's not something else. Don't let people think March is going to be awesome. I mean, my birthday is coming up in March, and that's going to be cool. But it's right around the time that this whole thing with these people doing their stuff is going to play out completely. It can't go past March. Whatever this whole thing is going on, they've already said they're pulling the troops out in March. They're like, all right, troops getting ready to go. They're sleeping in garbage, freaking garages. Garage. You know, we've got 10,000 homeless with guns. And education, and I have them camped out, you know, get all these guys with education and guns, and they take orders, they take their homes from them, and they dump them out in the Capitol building. Like, literally, guys, there's, like, the Capitol, there's snow, isn't there sometimes? Like, Washington's cold. Water. What was that, just like that 2012 movie with the ash being snow and like Danny Glover and like, oh look, the ship is showing up. Maybe I thought I was thinking of. But basically, you know, things aren't for show. Nothing's for show. Except things are funny. It's like if you had a commander in chief person that would let the people that can't even put their hands on a real Bible really run the country. Oh, but it's my family's Necronomicon. And then what's Camilla's next? Camilla's excuse for not putting her hand on the Bible. People do not really think they can do this and get away with it. But it's okay, because now everybody is so upset at everybody else. No one's paying attention. You know, this show is broadcast to a whole bunch of nobody. Nobody is listening to this. Maybe like 500,000-600,000 million people in the future. But people aren't listening to this. Are you really listening to this, paying attention? Like, I'm not advertising it everywhere I'd like to. I have a feeling that's bounced off some underwater oceans and it makes it to the magical, awesome, you know, people. That's SGR, awesome people. But basically, like, this show is completely opinionated. It's not sitting here dishing out, well, this fact and then that fact. Well, you go listen to the Smoke News Radio and you'll hear from people that claim to be journalists. And I'll read you 99.9% of those words that they print on there. That's a lot of acronyms. Acronyms are lame. You got to read the word out. And you got to put who's speaking it before the freaking quote. And people don't know how to write articles. They start with the quote, not the person who's speaking it. Whoa, with this magic voice starts speaking. And then they say the name of who it is. Like, no. Who the freak is their credentials and why are they talking? Now speak. Good. Chunk of information now onto the next person. Because really, I mean, I got a lot of funny voices. I can be silly. And I've played a lot with my voice. I'm trying to be interesting, you know? Hey, what you doing now? Oh, huh, yeah. Oh, huh, yeah. Oh, huh, yeah. Look at all stuff. Cool. Interesting. Somehow or the other. You don't always know how the world's going to be. I don't know how it's going to be. I just know that there's a lot of people that just want someone else to find the answer to them. And they'll ignore all the other things they're told. The writing is on the wall right in front of people. The writing's right here. And people, how are you going to fight for your right? We're the most literate. But the problem with literacy comes, right? Neuro-linguistic programming. Because humans were created to be subservient. So people are put out there, and all these little cues in the words, all these cues and all these different things to get you thinking this way or that way. Get your inclinations towards this or towards that. Subtle commercials are tracking through high frequency sound your devices to know what you're listening to. I'm being tracked. And, you know, a lot of groups are just trying to make money. No, they're trying to sell you their product before somebody else sells you their product. I mean, it's pretty simple. If I can sell you my fancy whatever it is before the other guy can sell you their fancy whatever it is, then I win, right? That's a whole capitalism game. And that's all it is. And so to program people through commercials, through advertising, through every media device, book, billboard. You're just sponges, people. It's okay. It's okay to believe the media. It's okay to believe all this stuff. Because we're all children. We all just want to accept and not judge because we don't want to fight back to the ones that are teaching us. Because it doesn't always work. They oppress us. So it's like, okay, we'll listen and see what you can teach me. But really, they want to teach you about the bunny rabbit that runs society. The fancy little bunny rabbit that goes and lays mythical little eggs that are going to make the future better. About someone who can safely go down a chimney and fly in the sky with deer that eat magic mushrooms and paint himself like a magic mushroom and bring toys to everybody. People want you to believe in the fairy tale, because the fairy tale is daily. Everything you're told, everything about you, what you can be, the fairy tale is part of our acceptance of life. If we weren't told that it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. Who's going to tell us? You're going to tell yourself, right? But by the time we learn that, people are old and about gone. They've been trying to get okay from everybody else around them and get how to do it from somebody else's path. That they're not like, hey, this is my path. I don't need somebody else to tell me how they live their path that's completely different from my own. So advice, people that seek advice, you gotta really look at deep down subconsciously advice. You research stuff. I want to research this, look into that, look into that. But then ask people, well, if you were me, and they can't be you, they can only come up with how they would puppet your world from their external view of how they see you. No one sees anybody how people internally are. I think it's simple to be a person that fits some description, some words that say this person is this, you can fit in a sentence. People, just because we use language doesn't mean it is our ultimate descriptor. Languages without infinite definition of something is useless. You have to infinitely keep defining it, refining it, finding a way to make what you're saying more tangible and understandable to the other. Describe it. You see a painting. Painting holds 1,000 words. We'll say those 1,000 words. And then you can get close to what something is. You say the general outline, which you see the subject, thinking the world is singularity. There's no subject. There's no singularity except for everything being the singularity. We are all part of one. And whatever it is, we're all part of it. And we're all the same. And however you want to traverse over whatever folded universe that you can build in your mind, then go for it. Do what you do that makes you understand the universe. Because how you understand the universe and a canine that has just eaten mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, understands the universe. Go look in the universe. Creatures have been around each other for so long that they are part of evolution. We are all part of a grand design that is beyond any designer's comprehension we could even think of. We just want to say the grand design. Like, which God figure? Oh, no, this one. No, but there's a God figure that created that one. And then a God figure that created that one. Then a God figure that created that one. So it's really just like Bob, you know, helped Bob out, and that Bob helped another Bob out. There's a long line of Bobs that are just great and amazing that have helped the next generation see. And sometimes Bobs go to different jungles, different planets, different dimensions, different dementias, and give out some good info. You know, bro knowledge is where it's at. So if you can remember, I heard this once from a friend, from a friend, from a friend, because when a friend speaks, people only speak knowledge and truth. When the lips start going, Only truth comes out. And it just, we got ourselves so receptive to these flapping lips on TV and these commercials that are just pushing these products into us. Here's a product, another product into you. You know, try to make you feel like these people are your family, like these people are part of your world. Target, find ways to connect to you personally with their advertising scheme. What's your dilemma in the world? Are you a corporate advertiser? Are you the advertised to? Are you the one that makes the advertising? Are you caught in the middle, caught between money and more money? You know, people, I mean, go on. There's a lot of money everywhere. And everyone wants to hold it back from everyone else. How are you going to help and share your people out there in the world? How are you going to assure that your future continues? Do we have the answer? No. I don't. I can't always put it in a rap. I can put it in philosophy, what comes out of me. But it's understanding that historically, don't judge others, therefore you won't get judged. This is that time, guys. This is that time. Now, there's some people out there that are tools that you call them on that. You're like, Primus sucks, and you're a tool, you know, whatever. But really, what is your difficulty with the world out there? When people call you on stuff and then censure you when you respond to them, I mean, how are you going to stand for everything you've written on Facebook? Every single thing you've written up there. Like, I don't write stuff on Facebook. You got to stand up to it because you're going to piss some bitch off somewhere. Somebody's going to get a panty in a wrinkle. I can't believe you. Oh, is it? Bitch, have a Sunday day? Free, everybody. You know, like, I'm pretty sure you look like a bunch of bitches. I'm pretty sure about that. You know, people got to understand that if you're just going to wane and complain and be a wanker, you're going to get treated like one. Okay? This isn't quite the English broadcasting where I can just say the C word 600,000 times. Their culture, not my culture. Let's stick with my B word, and I'll say that a whole bunch of times. You know, we all each have our profanities that we can get by with our Federal Communication Commission. You know, if the DJ only says the B word 55 times, it's okay. You know, it's just, where is the line when there is no line? When there is only what you put out there? Because people, they want you to draw the line on someone else. Draw the line on them. Draw the line. You know, we've got to put a line in the sand. Do not cross this line. Or something. Right? Or something. Great, great. We're back to persecution. Yay, Inquisition. Here we go. Inquisition. Or it's a, I like Chinese. Do, 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 do. The robo dogs only come up to your knees. Do, do. Yeah. So, I mean, when groups want to take over a world, they need all the main countries in line. And getting China in line with the United States is not really that easy. China's, like, not like that. I don't know what they're doing. But they're not doing what the United States is doing. So where do they invest? They invest in things to get the United States to be more like China. And it's just like, oh, well, I really like Chinese food. So a lot of people don't get it that Chinese in the United States are refugees from persecution. You know, there's a lot of them there. They're there to get away from the persecution of China. You know, what's going on right there with the sterilization camp, with the Uyghurs, I mean, you're going to have to go to war with these guys to get them to stop doing that. And how many people are going to die to get them to stop doing that? It sucks. They're like a great culture, you know? How do you stop these human atrocities? We say, hey, we'll take those humans and put them in our camp that you've rounded up. I mean, stop human atrocities, stop animal atrocities, yeah. Stop the farming industry. There would be the whole family animals live together, not all the animals separate. That's not going to work. You know, people are still vampires. That's why it's easy to go to war. When you're eating the flesh of another, it's easier to take the life of another. Look at it. Meat is meat, huh? Sucks the juices like a vampire. What are people doing in the world? It's want. And in order for me to live, something has to die. Now, people, there's a karmic balance in the universe that your life compared to all the lives that had to perish so that yours could live, it catches up. The universe has its checks and balances. And don't get me wrong, people eating meat for a long time, sure. But at some point, the great everything is going to be like, well, do you want to talk to the animals that sacrifice themselves because you believe that you needed to eat? I get you. I tell you this. You find someone that's a vegetarian and they've been, I'm not talking eating fish. Fish is not vegetarian. You have some fish juice in your kimchi, whatever it smells bad. But fish is not vegetarian. You're a pescatarian. You know, it's still stinky ass meat, and fish is actually an emotion. So when you look at these things and they're talking back to you in the afterlife, saying, okay, so you look at me face to face, I want to tell you about my life, how awesome my life was before I got caught on that hook, right? Or before I was just hanging out in the pasture, I was hanging out in my cage. It was a really great life. All I knew was this cage, little baby veal. You know, let me tell you about my life, what it was like. And, you know, because you stand for all your sins. And even though the good book says that, you know, it's okay to eat meat, but there's also benefits to being a vegetarian. And then the kosher law says you can't send an animal into the afterlife that feels pain, that screams. Something that goes in the afterlife without screaming and dying, then you can eat it. Like, it's still a stinky animal. Which is like, how are we doing this, people? Are we just taking everything and making it scream so we can eat? Things have to die for us. Is that what has to happen? The life of military that needs to take lives? We're actually at the point where the military is smart enough that it doesn't need to murder anymore. Not in any grandeur that it was. The large wars are only with stopping China's atrocities to these people. And other than that, like, China's fine. And it's doing its thing to stop rounding up different groups and dissidents and murdering them. Sucks, huh? For those people. But the military and the communist government, they're really good at organization. They really get things going. They went after even corruption. But also, for them influencing us, they made promises with the old Russia. And Putin's not part of the old Russia. He's like more of the new Russia. But the old Russia and China were focused on the United States. And China remembers, you know? So they want to keep taking some down. However long it takes, keep wearing it down, babies of babies of babies, you know? I mean, who cares if Obama was born in Kenya? His mother was freaking North Carolinian, right? From North Carolina. You have that right? She's a straight citizen. She could have born him on the moon. All you have to do is naturalize when he comes into the country. And because he wasn't naturalized, then that's the issue, probably. They didn't naturalize him. But that's also like, well, we can naturalize him now. And then once he's naturalized, it's like, hey, grandfathered in. You know, admits that, okay, here's that birth certificate that's out there going around the internet. All this stuff got released right before the president took a holiday from the White House. Wild, huh? I mean, they can't impeach someone. It's not the same president, and they keep trying. And people are just so not aware of things. It's really weird. I mean, you gotta let the groups go along with it, and so he can get them in the act. And then there's a writ of something that is goes after fraudulent elections. There's something called the Bednar test, I think it is, that will show you without a doubt if something's fraudulent or not. And it's just like, people just want something so bad, they're willing to be fraud to get what they want so much that they're willing to be a fraud and let groups that other people are telling them they're lying to you, they're lying to you, they're lying to you, but to continue, let them tell you they're lying to you and just not care. I mean, guys, don't jab your arms, but you don't care. I can't stop you. I feel so much pity for all you people, all the people dying, people listening. They aren't going to be listening. People can't listen from a grave, from complications. 54 more people dropped dead after vaccination. Can you take the board of directors of Pfizer and hang them and get on the gallows? Are they truly immune to murder? Is anyone truly immune to murder? I mean, bank accounts, production labs, offshore businesses, to really destroy a company, to dismantle it. It's these companies are a lot larger than a single country can go after. They have their roots in so many different places, with their headquarters and sanctions against these companies. Straight blow them up. They're on U.S. soil. Hey, guys, there's a bomb drill in your company. President, is he anywhere now? Anywhere now? Hey, guys, there's a bomb drill. Oh, whoa, there was a bomb, huh? Blew up all your facilities. Oh, darn. Happened. Luckily, we got everyone out. And the military has to step in to stop companies. Is destroying a facility really do anything? You know, stop. You destroy a data farm, co-located. Data is in so many different places. Bank accounts spread so thin to so many different places. People really don't know, nor do they care. And that's fine. Like, I can't change you. There we go. Back up. I can't change your mind. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just here to talk about what I perceive. And how I see it, there's some real freaking C words out there. And really, I do try to watch my swearing on this. It's like, you know, you don't walk in the public and call people swear words up and down. People are really not being cool. when people used to be cool, then it's like their panties are all in a bunch or something. They haven't gotten laid in a long time. Maybe that's it. Because people have taken all the birth control and doing all these abortions. You know, the number one killer of humans, the number one killer on the planet is the abortion. What do you say? I admire. Choose a side. I'm like, I like life. I'm going to stop someone from doing what they want, but that's a choice taken away from the future because someone's not ready. Oh, you think some hominid is ready 500,000 years ago? Gets all knocked up. Out of his belly comes this thing. Oh my God, what is this? Can't even speak a freaking language. Man, I'm not ready. People, no one's ready for anything. At all. You're not supposed to be ready for everything. It's a game of tests. You're supposed to do it on the fly. Get everything out, laid out in front of you, perfect, ready to go. You know, your whole life planned out perfectly. You're not living your life. You're living some fantasy life. Some effigy to something that somebody else could have done. Oh, I've been to here, I've been to there. And who cares? You're maggots in the ground eventually. It doesn't matter where you've been. It matters what you leave behind for the other people. And look at your long lineage that brought you here and what they left behind to make it possible for you to exist. And those to choose that they can disrespect their lineage and cut off their future and themselves. You know what? I'm not going to have any children ever. And just, well, everyone before that sure fighted real hard to keep their family alive just so you could have that choice yourself. You get that choice now. I mean, people don't get the point of the atomic family. The atomic family. What do you think that is for, people? The atomic family was made the Smith family Robinson you into space. Few people together. Shoot them out there. Get people together. Break up the big family. You're the atomic family now. Cut everything off. Small family unit. So people could go off into space and live that future dream. Because you can't live that with 60 people in your family going off into space, they think. Oh no, you got to get a bigger spaceship. Well, yeah, you got to get a bigger spaceship. If you want to get a swimming pool on your spaceship, you need to have a whole garden. You need to have a racquetball court. I mean, there's a lot of things you need on a spaceship that you just take for granted. We just, you know, I got a convenience store around the corner. I just go walk over to it. Well, you're going to need a convenience store on your spaceship, too. You know, you're going to need your own, like, computer repair center and chefs and restaurants. You need a way to get away from being on the ship. Like, it's not all holodeck Star Trek world out there, people. We turn into jello when we go out there. You just understand that. Like, we are made for Earth. Stay on Earth. Because when you're not on Earth, you're not protected. Like, the Earth loses her shielding. And when Earth loses her shielding, people go mad. People cannot handle the galactic radiation that descends. We're protected. And there's stories of the 3,600 years, the 2012 thick object comes by and messes with the surface. With the gravity, with the the magnetosphere. Earth is on the freaking hospital bed at that point. The world flips. Well, what do you think flips our magnet? You ever taken a magnet and flipped it? Only another object could flip it. It doesn't flip on its own. It doesn't just fart one day and spin the other way. Too much circular spinning going on. There's too much momentum until something highly magnetic shoots by. And it does. It was 12,000 years. There's a whole bunch of like dates. 3.2 million years. Definitely a big one too. What date do you live on? Are you in the future? Are you underwater? Did you help people get to the future and be prepared for the future? NASA wants to know where all this extra gravity is coming from. They can't find it. Like, people, can you find it? And no one can really find it. So they're finding other objects out there. Oh, wait, maybe it's this thing. Maybe they're like, whoa, what is all that stuff? Like, cores of planets just floating around out there. Giant, huge metal objects. There's more metal in space than there is ever harvested on the surface of the Earth. More metal than we've ever taken off is up in space, just sitting there, just dorking around. Real easy. There we go. Nah, back on it. You know, the world's fun. I don't know what it's about. I mean, I have a lot of energy. I have my own amounts of depression. Huge amounts. Like, what the hell do I get out of bed for? I mean, is there someone out there that wants to, like, see me or smile at? What's the point? Like, who are people out there? Like, do I not get to dream long enough because I see things in my dreams that just piss me off, or I'm very unhappy at the future and I don't allow myself to get into a deep sleep and I wake up and turn over? That's all I know of. I don't got a double REM what have you sleep. Triple REM bohemian sleep, that's what it is. Give me some of that. And they don't got that stuff, do they? You can get that in the mail. Find that somewhere. Because people are their own, well, how do you have it? Their own creation. That's all fun. So, I mean, people, you want to go fill your head with answers, go find them. Find the answers, go fill your head with them, and be happy. Let those be the answers. And you know, when your own, the only judgment, not one that I make, but creation itself, says, well, we gave you the answers. So got your answers out there. Is everyone happy with their answers? If that's what keeps you happy, then, you know, people have to be content. Because, you know, it's the three fates. It's real simple. And in a lot of religions, they talk of the threes. The threes. You know? Everything in a three. Like, you know, like, the there's the answers. The answers are there, people. Do we choose to pay attention to them? Neglect them? Say the ones with the answers, oh, they don't got the right answer. You do not have the right answer for me. Your negligible answers. Click. You know, I really don't have too much of a difficulty like this. I shouldn't be having this much difficulty with the internet because it's really late here. and internet's its own thing. So no jockeys out there in the world. I don't blame anything on anything, except I blame people on themselves. People, you are your own doom and your own savior. What do you want to be? I want to be my savior. So to be a savior, what is a savior? Are you saving your child by injecting your child with poisons? You're saving your child or you're murdering your child? As you sit crying as the child's in the hospital now, filled with these toxins, these unproven chemicals. People, I mean, I want to say the cure of humanity, but these vaccine things, that commander-in-chief just letting it just go. How many people could he save to stop all vaccines in the country? Stop Pfizer, Sean Parker, people that forced Proposition 64. Stop the murder. Stop the vaccine. Stop the murder. Stop the vaccines. They're murdering you people. And I have nothing except to tell you over and over, 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 over and over. Mosquitoes make you itch. Yeah, they're like the natural little, stay away from them. I don't even like, people are just so stupid right now and you're all dying. I'm going to miss you guys. It sucks. Because all the human genome is being destroyed right now. People don't care. Go destroy the human genome. Let the whole world just die. You know, people don't care at all. People are letting people die. The truth cannot be limited. People can try to do it, but they just want to get you to do their dirty work, to go after the people trying to tell you that they're murdering you. So stop being murdered. Stop murdering your families. And please stop all this vaccine stuff. It's making me really sick. Just trying to speak from the planet. You can't rhyme. You can't be happy when people are injecting themselves all these horrible, horrible things. They find that the name of that four people with lupus, they actually found that even though there was some article said it didn't help, they retracted it, the cunts. And it does help. They retracted it. The commander-in-chief tells you how to heal yourself. And things, don't get me wrong, the immediate grab for it, and there's a lot of people that need that medication, and that is the downside of that whole thing. But once that plateaued out and they've started making a lot more of it, all that stuff's available. So it's just murderers, hospice murdering y'all people. So trained professionals don't realize, you know, they are realizing all these medical professionals falling dead. You're like, yo, this ain't cool. What's going on? You gave me your poison stick. Get away from that poison stick. They're doing everything they can filled with their rage, so rageful, angry, like anger is something to be. Like it's okay to be filled with rage and hate and to go to the opposition and say horrible, horrible things about them it's okay. Like, geez, what has these groups been telling people is okay now in society? It's okay. It's okay to call someone this or call someone that. Oh, yeah, we're bringing the color wars back. Yeah, color war, yeah, that's in now.
Yeah.
You got to find someone and you can't. Color wars, color wars, as they call you, they distract you, they cut you, destroy you, mundane you, find a way to say you're mundane and want to take away what comes straight through your brain. What's the trickery? What you side? Their hypocrisy, hypocrisy, as you find it ain't no. Yeah, you don't get a right to murder your children, and to force a vaccine into them is murdering them. You will be judged, and it just sucks to murder your own lineage by forcing these things into people. And people, even if you've taken that, and you're, oh, no. Your reproductive glands aren't going to work anymore. People, they're putting stuff in you to change you. And it's only getting worse. And they fooled you to make you want to hate those that tell you the truth, to hate the people that try to warn you to not do all these poisons, to make it difficult for them.
Office holiday breakfast.
You guys have parties at 10:30 in the morning?
Less liability.
Apparently people don't get drunk before noon.
Mm.
It's boring as shit.
I know how you feel. Oh yeah? I didn't know you were divorced. Oh God, no. That'd be crushing. On one level, it must seem like I'm signing away a huge chunk of my life that I'm never getting back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? No other level? No, that's it.
Oh.
My final bill's in there.
Is it? Dynamite.
Unless, you know, you're doing it for charity. Make that money.
Are you body shaming her right now?
Offensive.
Well, some people might find your outfit offensive.
And really confusing.
I admire the stand that you're taking, but let's schedule the protest rally for after the workday, shall we? You can't silence us all.
I know why you took a medical leave.
They're trying to crush us. Like ants!
No, there's a lot of bad energy in this office.
So, suck my dick. Congratulations, you're free. You gonna get a back tattoo and some skinny jeans?
You fucking motherfucker. If I hear you let your stripper girlfriend put my children on her motorcycle one more time, I will gone girl you so hard.
I'm already feeling kind of a fuck you vibe down there.
You know your mind's like a drunk baby.
They only get more fast, more furious.
It could be considered sexual.
Why is it like that? Everything here could be considered sexual. Because I don't know you, I don't care, and I won't get in trouble for it.
I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't hear.
Eugenics is going down up your face, people. Just know that. They're limiting your population, limiting your thought, limiting your mind, limiting you. So they can control you. It's a lot easier to have less people to control.
Get up on that bus, and we're going to get to have our day. We finally did, and he rolled up a big fat one, and it put us in a coma. And the next day, we wrote a song called I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie. Hey, don't you knock it till you tried it. Man, I tried it, my friend. I may get drunk in Munich, Germany in the late fall of 2011. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
for they took me in.
You like so that they can trick you and set you up with some.
A billion people die. Not so many cried at the devil's side. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So, baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the news tonight? Well, Mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight, on the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. And Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eye. But Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullaby.
Get
you never know. Oh, you reap what you sow. Can't plant the corn when the peas won't see grow. No. La 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 la. Can't plant the corn when the bees won't be grown. No.